Chapter 9, Structuring Buying and Selling Contracts to Make Your Deals Risk-Free. No matter who you're dealing with or what they promise, you don't have anything until you have signatures and ink on paper. A contract is really the only thing that ensures that your sellers and buyers do what they say they will. Real estate contracts come in all shapes and sizes, use differing languages that basically describes the same thing, in an exchange of property between a buyer and seller. Though these contracts are similar, a few carefully placed clauses can make a huge difference to your day trading business. In this chapter, I will explain the basic contracts used while day trading houses, and I will explain the contracts you should use when you are selling to your investor buyers. Contracts for buying through realtors. When making an offer on a property through a realtor, the realtor will provide a standard form. They use forms that were approved by the state's Association of Realtors. Realtors expect you to use their form. If you come up with a contract of your own and try to get your realtor to use it, it will make you look bad and raise a lot of red flags. If you want to deal with realtors, you've got to use their forms, especially when buying bank-owned properties, as many banks have their own addendum that are required to be signed by the buyer. Contracts for buying from owners, sellers. If you are buying from an owner-seller, you can still use the standard contract that realtors in your state use. Realtors throughout the state have fought tooth and nail about the provisions in these contracts and have considered all the issues. The contract they use is well thought out and very professional. You might as well use it for your closings. Some real estate experts teach their students to use a simple one-page agreement for owners or sellers because the contract is legal and covers all the bases. They reason that because it is a legal contract read and signed voluntarily by the seller, it will hold up in court. But from a practical standpoint, if you write a simple contract with clauses that favor you, it could be a problem in court. If you end up being sued over a contract in court, the first thing the judge will ask is who drafted this document. And if you wrote the contract yourself, it won't look good in the eyes of the court. And the court might question your intentions for not using the standard state contract. You also want your sellers to be comfortable with the form they are signing. If you write up your own contract, they might question it and feel insecure about signing it. However, if you use the standard form that every realtor in your area uses, you can tell them it is a standard form. If they check with their attorney and you are using the realtor-approved form, then the attorney will confirm this is the same form that every realtor in the state uses. This gives sellers a great degree of comfort that they won't get from custom-made agreements. I believe firmly in full disclosure. For example, in the standard agreement that I use and that most realtors use, a reference is made to assignments, which explains that any assignment must be agreed to by both parties in a separate agreement. You can use an assignment when you're dealing with sellers or owners. An assignment gives you permission to assign the rights to buy the property at a certain specified price to another party. In some cases, you will want the right to assign the purchase of the house to your buyer investor directly without closing on the house yourself. This will save you the cost of a second closing. If you present this clearly to sellers, most will understand and accept your assignment provisions. Actually, what difference does it make to the seller who is actually closing on the property as long as the conditions of the contract are met? More about assignments later. To find a copy of the standard contract that realtors in your state use, you can get online and go to Google and type in the words realtor contract and then your state, or real estate contract and your state, or real estate purchase agreement, your state. You can also do an advanced search on Google by selecting only PDF files in your search. This way, you will only get search results that are PDF files. This will help you find what you are looking for much faster. You could also ask one of your realtors for a copy. Clauses in contracts to buy properties. There are numerous clauses that you can use in a contract when buying. However, I suggest that you keep it simple. If you use the State Realtors Association approved contract, then they have pretty much thought of everything anyway. You need to make offers fast and with utmost confidence. To make offers confidently without ever seeing the property, you must have clauses in your contracts that make it easy for you to break the contracts if you wish, without any repercussion or financial loss. You don't want to overburden your contracts with too many clauses. Sellers will notice and might refuse your contract. Here are some valuable clauses that will benefit you enormously and that most sellers will never have a problem with. The main thing you want to do is to ask for a 15-day inspection period in your contract. Pretty much every realtor contract has a place for an inspection period or due diligence period. 15 days should be enough time for you to do all of your due diligence. We will talk more later about what to do if you need more time. One clause that you do not need. One clause that realtors and sellers hate is a financing contingency. Because you have your own cash or source of cash from your own credit or day trading funder, you don't need a financing contingency. When realtors see this, they light up and get real happy. It means that a big payday for them is not far off. You have the funds, and all you're asking for is some time to inspect the property. This is a very reasonable request. And because you're not asking for a financing contingency, you are acting like a cash buyer should be acting. It creates a very good impression. You will get a lot more of your offers accepted, approved, and closed if you do not put any sort of financing contingency in your offer. Getting extensions from your seller. Now that we have a 15-day inspection period, we have three goals during this time frame. First, we want to get as many pictures of the property that we can. Second, we want to market the property as hard as we can. And third, we want to have a buyer that signs a contract before the 15 days are up. This way, if our 15 days are almost up and we haven't found a buyer, we can then just ask the seller or realtor for an extension of the due diligence period. This is different than just asking for more time to close. If we can't find a buyer and have to back out of the contract, as long as we back out during the due diligence period, we will get our deposit back. This is why I always want to extend the due diligence period and not just extend the closing date. Now, you aren't going to tell the seller or realtor that you don't have a buyer yet, so you need an extension on the due diligence period, but you can tell them that you are not finished with your due diligence. Contracts for selling. When selling, whether to an investor or someone that will be living in the property, you will want to use your own contract and make sure your buyer-investor does his or her own due diligence, or at least you cover yourself by telling them in writing to do so. When you're dealing with buyers, investors, you want to offer your properties at a specific listed price that is non-negotiable. You have no room in your instant property analysis to accommodate a reduction in price. When someone submits an offer on one of your houses, ask for an earnest deposit with the contract and addendums. I usually ask for $500 to $2,000 depending on the price of the house. I always ask for twice the amount of deposit that I paid. If I paid a $500 deposit to the seller, I ask my buyer for $1,000. Then, if the deal falls through because my buyer backs out at the last minute, I have at least doubled my deposit money. My sales agreement is nothing like the standard sales agreement used by realtors. Our attorney designed this contract specifically for our purposes while day trading houses. It has many clauses in it to protect me and well advises the buyer that I do not know much about the house and they are buying as is, where is, and need to do their own due diligence. To get a copy of my day trading contract package, all you need to do is go to realestatedaytrading.com/bonuses. Don't use our contract verbatim. Use it as a guide to preparing your own. Have your attorney look it over and modify it for your needs according to the laws within your state. Once you edit it the way you want, you will want to create a PDF version, so if you put it on your website or email it to a potential buyer, they cannot edit it. You could also use a digital signing software like DocuSign, Right Signature, PandaDoc, or eSign Live, to name a few. This way, your buyer can sign digitally and you never even have to meet them. It is also much faster. You simply set up the software. Most of them are web-based. Then you set up your document and then email it to them. The buyer digitally signs it and you get it back right away. It is legal and binding, just as if it was printed and signed with a pen.